Hello and happy Wednesday! Another week is halfway gone. We in the newsroom can hardly believe it's August already. Welcome to Up to Date from WBIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here as always to keep you up to date with what's happening in our region and beyond. We're talking about health insurance today. If you get your insurance through Penny, you might pay more in premiums next year. And the Elk Cam is back. Learn how you can spot some elk out and about this season. It's Wednesday, August 20th. Let's get you up to date. First, let's talk about mental health for the LGBTQ community. Governor Josh Shapiro is directing state resources to crisis care for lesbian, gay, and transgender people as the federal government discontinues part of its national suicide prevention hotline. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services is training operators at mental health crisis call centers to serve the LGBTQ+ community.
The 988 hotline exists to make it as easy as possible for anyone in crisis to confidentially connect to a counselor. Dial three numbers, 988, or text, or chat online. The U.S. government recognizes there are common experiences among some groups that put members at greater risk of suicide. That's why 988 includes a veterans line, the press one option after calling, to get them quickly to a counselor specifically trained to help veterans. It's also why, since the three-digit hotline's launch in 2022, there was a press three option with counselors trained to support LGBTQ people under 25. President Donald Trump's administration did away with that service in July when it ran over budget, rather than allocate more funding as has happened in years past. In those 3 years, the LGBTQ service received 1.6 million calls. To fill the gap left by the federal government, Governor Shapiro directed the state's Department of Human Services to give LGBTQ-specific clinical training to 988 operators in Pennsylvania. All calls from within state lines go to operators trained to support LGBTQ people or to connect them to the Trevor Project hotline, which serves queer and trans youth in crisis.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. Meanwhile, on a local level, advocates say policies advanced by the Berwick Area School Board on Monday night target and endanger transgender students. One policy would require staff to call students by their legal name unless parents provide written permission to use a different name and deliver it in person. Another policy details the use of district bathrooms or locker rooms. School directors must approve a second reading of these policies, which could happen at the September 8th board meeting, before they're official. In October 2024, the board banned employees from displaying most flags on district property, including the rainbow-colored pride flag. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more on this at WVIA.org. Moving on now to that health insurance story. Pennsylvania health insurers are proposing higher premiums for coverage in 2026. So, people who buy plans through Penny, which is the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace, could end up paying more each month to stay insured. Nicole Leonard has more on this for WBIA.
Health insurance companies blame the higher rates on the rising costs of healthcare broadly and coverage for more expensive outpatient services and medications. On average, insurers offering plans on the state exchange are asking for a 19% increase to premiums for individuals and a 13% increase to premiums for small businesses. People could also face higher insurance costs if they currently benefit from the federal enhanced premium tax credits, which help reduce monthly premium payments. The program is set to expire at the end of the year unless Congress extends it. Insurance experts say people should really consider shopping around for plans this year to find coverage they can best afford. The Pennsylvania Insurance Department will review the premium requests and give final approval this fall. Public comment is open through September 2nd.
That was Nicole Leonard with that story. More up to date after this break.
Hi, Hello, I'm Carla McKay, President and CEO of WVIA. Congress has officially voted to claw back critical and previously appropriated funding for public media. This stunning decision will have a profound impact on WVIA and the essential services we provide to northeastern and central Pennsylvania, including news, education, community programming, and local storytelling. As a public media organization, we are no strangers to challenges. We have always rolled our sleeves up to find solutions, even in the most uncertain times. While the future of the public media system is uncertain, the people at WVIA remain steadfast in our mission to educate and inform our community. WVIA has been proud to serve our region for nearly 60 years, but now we need your help more than ever before. Please stand with WVIA during this critical time by calling 1-800-326-9842 or visit wvia.org to make a donation now. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening. So we just talked about state health insurance. Now let's look at unemployment. At a press conference on Tuesday, Governor Josh Shapiro said Pennsylvania's system for approving unemployment benefits has improved dramatically. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
Shapiro says it's gotten easier to reach staff at the unemployment office. The average wait time for a call used to be an hour, but now it's down to 10 minutes, the shortest wait in 6 years. The state has also hired more staff to answer questions in person at state career centers.
When Pennsylvanians are unexpectedly out of work, they don't need another roadblock. They need some help. There should be no wrong door for getting help here in Pennsylvania.
More improvements are needed, said Barney Ausler with the Mon Valley Unemployed Committee. He says there's a backlog of thousands of unemployment appeals still pending. And he says that having less legalese on forms could reduce paperwork mistakes and save time.
That's a problem that everybody admits. It's written for lawyers. It's not written for real people. So it's that kind of work that's ongoing.
Ausler says applications should be available in languages other than English and Spanish. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. Now our last story for the day takes us to Elk County. Pennsylvania's rutting season for elk is around the corner, and the Pennsylvania Game Commission is encouraging people to view and hear wildlife through the live elk cam. As Sydney Roach reports for WBIA, the elk cam is back online for the season.
The elk cam is in Benazet in Elk County. It's a live stream with video and sound. That's the sound of a male or bull elk bugling. The elk cam captured that sound of the elk trying to attract a mate a few years ago, and later shared the footage in a highlight video. The Game Commission says viewers can also see turkey, deer, and other wildlife. But officials warn viewers should be patient and watch at peak viewing times. Elk are most active in the late afternoon. The elk cam will be available on the commission's website until mid-October. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
All right, you should be feeling pretty caught up right about now. If not, you can find more stories like this at WVIA.org. And if you like what you see, sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter. You'll get all the local stories you need delivered every Tuesday and Friday morning. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Enjoy your Wednesday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.